Yugoslavia's parliament will decide this week whether to adopt a law that would pave the way for the extradition of former President Slobodan Milosevic. Milosevic was indicted by the International Tribunal in The Hague 2 years ago on war crimes-related charges. The former president is now in a Belgrade prison. He was arrested by Yugoslav authorities 2 months ago on charges of financial corruption. Many Serbian leaders want him tried in the Yugoslav capital, but if the government fails to cooperate with the International Tribunal, it could spell financial disaster for the country. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Belgrade.
Milosevic is protected from extradition under current Yugoslav law. Citizens, according to the constitution here, can't be tried by a foreign court. The government has cited the constitution as the main reason why Milosevic can't be extradited. Parliament must first pass a law allowing it, they argue. Nenad Konstantinovich, a lawyer with the pro-democracy group Otpor, says that argument is a smokescreen.
I think that it's not necessary to pass the law at all, especially when we are talking about extradition, because Hague Tribunal is not a different country or foreign country or foreign court. That's international court.
And under the Dayton Peace Agreement, which Milosevic himself signed in 1995, Yugoslavia is bound to cooperate with the tribunal. But there is another motivating factor, perhaps more powerful than any international agreement.
We need the money. We need the money.
Human rights lawyer Biljana Kovacevic-Vocho says no matter how the parliament votes, it'll have no choice but to eventually extradite Milosevic. The current government inherited foreign and domestic debts exceeding $28 billion. Simply put, the country is bankrupt and is in desperate need of financial aid. Average monthly incomes hover at around $75. Industry is barely operational, and public institutions like hospitals and utility plants are close to collapse. Yugoslavia is set to receive a $1 billion donation from the United States and Europe later this month, but under current U.S. policy, Yugoslavia will receive no American aid unless the government here cooperates with the International Tribunal, and specifically sends Milosevic on his way to The Hague.
I'm not sure that it is the best way, but now I can say that it was a very useful way to make pressure to the government in Serbia to stop produce these artificial feelings about victims. People feel here like victims because they have really low-level social status.
A recent poll here found that the overwhelming majority of Serbs support putting Milosevic on trial. But not for war crimes, and not in front of the International Tribunal. Milosevic is almost universally regarded as a criminal by Serbs, but as their criminal, and by extension, their responsibility to deal with. That sentiment has been led largely by current President Vojislav Koštunica. The argument goes that if Milosevic is to be blamed for the decade of Balkan wars, so too should Croatian politicians and Bosnian Muslim leaders. Ogdan Privicevic runs a Center for Southeast European Studies.
A lot of people within this government still are not prepared to blame the Serbian politicians for the war in Yugoslavia. They said Milosevic is not the only one who should be blamed.
This week, members of the SNP, a junior partner in the ruling coalition, said they'll vote against cooperating with The Hague. That almost guarantees that the measure will fail in parliament. But money will likely outweigh politics. As long as the fate of Milosevic is tied to the fate of the economy here, the current government may have little choice but to cooperate with the International Tribunal if it wants to raise incomes and improve public services. Guy Raz, NPR News, Belgrade.